This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 76 wealthy nations are now committed to joining a global COVID-19 vaccine allocation plan co-led by the World Health Organization that aims to help buy and fairly distribute the shots. Reuters' Joe Davies tells us Japan, Germany, and Norway are reportedly among them.
That's according to the Gavi Vaccines Alliance, the public-private partnership that is co-leading the initiative with the WHO. Its chief executive, Seth Barkley, told Reuters that it's in talks with China about that country also joining. The plan is called COVAX, and it's designed to discourage national governments from hoarding vaccines and to focus first on vaccinating the most high-risk people in every country. Its backers say it should lead to lower vaccine costs for everyone and a swifter end to the pandemic. Financing comes out of national budgets, and 92 poorer nations are contributing voluntary donations. Participating wealthy countries are also free to procure vaccines through bilateral deals and other plans. The United States has said this week that it won't join COVAX due to the Trump administration's objection to the involvement of the World Health Organization. It's also said the U.S. won't be paying some of the $18 million it owes the World Health Organization as it plans to leave the agency next year.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. More than 867,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 26.2 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in both deaths and infections, followed by Brazil and India. Meanwhile, Indiana University at Bloomington on Thursday urged students living in a fraternity and sorority houses to move out, citing an alarming rate of positive COVID-19 tests that marked the latest outbreak in the U.S. Midwest and at college campus. The university said on Twitter that positive tests for coronavirus were exceeding 50% in some Greek houses, higher than in dorms. This is VOA News.